here. My name is Catherine Altobello, and this is Chris Nelson, and he's fabulous, as you know. And I think it was just a couple days ago that I went up to Chris and said, hey, you want to play, and I'll sing, and maybe we could get a little concert together? And he said, sure, I'll do it. So it's just been so fabulous to have him on the piano, tickling those ivories over there. He is such a talented guy, so let's all give it up for Chris. Before we even get started. So I am a lyric mezzo-soprano, so what that means in the opera world is that I typically play boys. I have the pant role, where you wear the knickers and you're about 16, 17 years old. Or I'll play the best friend, or the nurse, or the maid. That's typically my type of role. So I'll be starting with an Italian aria. It is from the opera Norma. It's by Vincenzo Bellini. And the aria that I'll be singing is called Aldalgisa's Lament. And basically what she is doing is she was a nun, and she is professing, she has fallen in love with a Roman soldier. And she and the Roman soldier have met, and then he's fled off, and then he comes back again, and he leaves again, and she is pretty certain she will never see him again. So it's one of those arias full of angst and torment and drama. The first part you'll hear a lot of recitative, which is what we, in a play, we speak, or in a musical, we speak and then we sing. So in opera, we do this thing called recitative, and we're singing while we're speaking. So this is a lot of heightened speech singing that you'll hear. And then comes a little aria part, which is the part where she is starting to pray to God, saying, oh God, please be with me. I am lost. I am lost without him. He's left. This Roman has left. So it's very complex. I hope you enjoy it.
much drama and angst and sadness there. The next one is a little aria called Me Voici. It's from the opera Mignon by Thomas. It's a cute little pants roll. Frederick is his name. He's about 17, 18 years old. He's been drinking a little bit of lemonade, if you know what I'm saying, from a party. He comes home, and he's feeling pretty good, and he spots this girl that he has a big, big crush on. And he sees her, and he sees her in his aunt's bedroom, and he just can't help himself but say, oh, I really want to be with her. So here we go. And fun and silly. The next one is from the opera. It's called L'Étoile, and that means the star. This is another French one. Unfortunately, I didn't bring a whole lot of my opera music with me, or I would have had more German and English options. But this one is a beautiful opera, a beautiful aria from the opera L'Étoile, meaning the star. It's written by Chabarrier, and it's the cutest, most fun little comedy opera. If you ever get the chance to see it, I highly recommend it. If it's your first opera, if it's your 100th opera, it is just a riot. And I was really lucky enough to be in the opera this spring with Austin Lyric Opera. And then right after we did it at Austin Lyric Opera, I saw it done at New York City Opera with the exact same director, same costumes, same everything except for the same cast. So it was really neat. This aria, it begins the opera, another pant roll, mezzo pant roll. His name is Lazuli, and he is about 17, 18 years old again. And he has left home for the first time, and he is walking through the wilderness, and it's the middle of the night, and thinks he's going to probably go to sleep, but he sees a star, this really big star up in the sky, and he just starts to pray to the star, and starts to say, whatever you want of me, here I am. You show me the path, and I'm open and ready. And it's just such a beautiful aria. I hope you enjoy it. So much. And now for a little lighter fare. The cool thing about my career so far is that I have been able to do a lot of musical theater. And it's something that I really love. And I think I probably grew up with musical theater. And I grew up as a very young girl really wanting to be a Broadway singer. That was my goal, my dream. And then when I got to college and I got a double majored in music and theater, and my voice teacher in college said, have you ever thought about singing opera? And I kind of looked at her and thought, maybe. And as the years went on, I really grew to appreciate opera and the challenges that it brings. It's such an amazing art form. You're not only singing in this very heightened fashion with no microphone, trying to cut through an orchestra. You're also acting, and you're typically almost always acting and singing in another language. So you have to make sure you're pronouncing the words correctly, and you need to make sure that you know what you're singing, and you know what everybody else is singing too. So that's been a real joy, is really digging into that kind of art form. But again, I grew up loving musical theater, and the neat thing about being a lyric mezzo soprano, which is what my voice type is that I get to do a lot of musical theater. So it's been great that I've been able to do some of both. So we're gonna, the next portion of this recital is going to be musical theater tunes. And if you wanna sing along, it'd be great. Sing Somewhere Over in the Rainbow, do you know it? And he said, nope, I don't. And he just pulled that out of his hat. So, way to go, Chris. This is an awesome song that I just found out about a couple years ago, and it's a standard, and some of you may already know it. So I hope you enjoy it, and nod your head if you know it.
Oh.
fell in love with it.
And then I started to research it, and I saw a lot. It used to be a really old a really popular standard, and I was crazy for not knowing it yet. So here's a really good standard, and please, please sing along if you're in the mood. Who's seen The Secret Garden? Anybody? The musical The Secret Garden? Secret Garden by Lucy Simon? Oh, wow. This is a great musical. You saw the movie. Who's seen the movie? Anybody seen the movies? Okay. So the musical is absolutely gorgeous. I think it was written in the 80s by a woman. Yay. Woman composer. Holla. Her name is Lucy Simon, and she's fabulous. And the musical is just wonderful. So I'll just set it up just very briefly for you. This is a song about a mother who has died in India. India, yeah. She's died in India, and her ghost has come back, and so her ghost is actually singing this song. So it's really touching.
York. It was 2005. And I was working for a crazy retired opera singer who is now a multimillionaire partner for a headhunting firm. But she was fired from the headhunting firm, so then she had her own company. So she hired me on as her personal assistant slash, you know, office manager type in her apartment on the Upper West Side of New York, of Manhattan. And it was me and her cat. And about 6 months into the job that I had, and she was, this boss of mine was pretty, you know, yes, diva to the maximum. Her cat attacked me. So I think the boss, her name is Paula, I think she probably thought I was going to sue her. So for about a month, she was giving me all these lavish gifts every day. I got Pilates classes and a sweater, a $200 sweater and fancy jeans and all this stuff. And then she said, do you want to go to this cabaret concert in Columbus Circle at the very, very, very top? They have a beautiful performing venue that overlooks Manhattan. And I said, sure, I'll go. All knowing that she just didn't want to get sued, but I was like, sure, bring it. And so we went and we saw this man by the name of John Buchino. And he is an amazing cabaret composer. And I highly recommend that you YouTube his name or Google his name, John Buchino, B-U-C-C-H-I-N-O. And I went to this cabaret show with Paula. We were at a really lovely table in the center on the floor with candles and wine and everything. The entire time I cried. The music was so touching. So I hope you enjoy this song. It's called This Moment by John Buchino.
what you have.
Yes. More.
Okay, we'll do one more. But you have to promise to continue to sing along.
Okay.
And you'll know this one. And I don't think it's Gershwin, but I asked Chris, who is the composer? He goes, Sinatra. But I translated it word for word so that I knew what I was singing about. Every word I knew that I wasn't singing, singing about, you know, I don't know, tea when I was actually saying chair. I played Cho-Cho-San as the lead, and I played Suzuki, and I was her servant. So I had to know what every single word I was singing about meant, and I need to know what she was singing about, too. So, good question. Any other questions?
What's your favorite musical, and what's your favorite new musical? Like, ooh, classic and then new.
That's really good. My favorite musical, there are so many. I think it's funny that I sang The Sound of Music tonight, because when I was in the fifth grade, I knew I wanted to sing when I was really little, but it was when I was in the fifth grade in elementary school that I was cast as Maria in our school production of The Sound of Music. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. I would talk about the grace of God or feeling God in your body and in your bones and resonating in you. I know all of you hopefully have felt that feeling of, it's just this amazing feeling that you have. And I was in the car with my mom. We were driving to school, and every day that we were doing that show, I felt that energy. And I felt that it was the Holy Spirit within me saying, you need to do this. This is, you know, this is your calling. And I just had that feeling. So I would say The Sound of Music is probably one of my very favorite musicals. It's such a special show, and I did it with Ashlawn Opera, which is in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2007. And it was so powerful to be an adult, no longer in fifth grade, and to be in that show. And it's just such an amazing piece. New stuff. I love Wicked. Has anybody seen Wicked?
Oh, yeah.
So, a little secret. If you are in New York and you want a cheap ticket, try to go during a weekday matinee. Show up an hour early. Put your name in a lottery. And I was front row center, $20. And I got to see Wicked. It's one of my very favorite shows. I think I like Rent too, but that's
not so new.
That was back in 10 years ago now or more. Yes.
What's your next performance that you ever sing?
Do I ever sing in Washington?
Seattle?
Actually, no, I have not yet sung in Washington. But I understand Tacoma has a really good opera. So I'm thinking maybe I should sing audition for Tacoma Opera. I met someone who said, you know, that it was a good place for young professionals to go. So I'll definitely consider that. And my next, I don't really have any things coming up. I had a lot in the spring. And that's kind of the nature of the beast being a freelance artist, is that you have these amazing chunks of stuff, and then when you don't have stuff, you really work on new work, new arias and new things, and things that are going to make your audition package better, and then, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and things happen before you, before you know it, you've got all these things lined up. So I'm hoping that happens in the fall. Yes?
Do you ever do Gilbert and Sullivan?
Yes, I do. Let's see, Mikado, HMS Pinafore, The Pirates of Penzance. And that lends itself very well for my voice as well. Yeah.
What brought you to Holden?
What brought me to Holden? My mom. Mom, stand up. Helen Peterson, also hello. And my mom was a forerunner here in 1961, and she was one of the crew who helped to clean this amazing place up that summer. And she has been coming back, and I think my first time here, I think we were up in the museum looking at all the staff books. And she, my mom, bless her heart, she looked through every single book to try to find why we were here, because we had forgotten how many times we'd been here. And we wrote it all down this time, so we know. But I think it was, I was 9, was my first time here, that my mom brings me to Holden. And I'm so grateful. This is such an amazing place. Any other questions? Yes?
Do you ever do stuff other than dramatic musical productions, like, say, oratorios, other sacred music, etc.?
Yes. Every town that I've lived in, be it that I've maybe had a gig for 4 or 5 months with an opera company, or if I've been somewhere long-term, like, let's say, New York City, I have always had a church, we call it church gigs. Sorry, I don't mean this. There's nothing to be said negatively about that. But it's a wonderful outlet for singers such as myself, because it provides stability. And not only that, we are worshiping at the same time, and we are learning and singing weekly. For me, it's twice a week normally, one rehearsal and one church service. So it's really wonderful, because you're constantly honing your skills and you're meeting everyone in the congregation, and everyone, you know, you just feel a part of that group. So that, yes, definitely. And oratorio, very much so. I've done oratorio in New Jersey, New York, and Texas. The Haydn Pockenmesse, which is the Mass in Time of War, and Bach Mass in B minor. And Oh gosh, another one escapes me. Several. Handel's Messiah. There's one more that I'm not thinking of, but yes, with orchestra, which is a lot of fun. A lot of Christmas stuff too, which is always nice. Any other questions? Oh, that's a good one. I went to undergrad at a little private liberal arts school called Southwestern University. It was a Methodist school 30 miles down the road from Austin, which is where I'm from. And I studied music and theater, double major. And then I took 2 years off to figure out what I wanted to do next. And then I went to Indiana University, their music conservatory there, the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. And got a master's degree in vocal performance. And then after that, I moved to New York and worked with a teacher at Juilliard. So, good question. And I would advise anyone who's interested in the arts, for me, the smaller the school, the better, because I had more opportunity to be on stage. And then that built my confidence, rather than be an 18-year-old going to a really big school that's really cutthroat. So that helped me a lot. Anything else? Any other questions? You guys have been so fantastic. Thank you for coming.